Okay, good morning everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's daily pre-market trade plan session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So we'll do our analysis, we'll look at the charts, we'll identify where we're likely to see the best opportunity, and then we look to try and execute our trade plan during our European and US trading sessions. So so that's the plan. Let's get straight into it then. We'll have we've got very, very interesting market dynamics, and I say interesting because the backdrop is really very challenging at the moment. We have been seeing certain data over the last 6 months which have suggested in certain areas that concerns are building. We've got an important news event now this week, which suggests that we've got this binary decision for these markets. We either go with the Fed narrative, who think inflation is coming down, and not just the Fed, but most central banks have a bit of a forecast that inflation will be coming back to target. And this month and next month could be the months where we actually see, and we see whether these central banks are correct or not. And it is pretty linear in the sense that if inflation comes down, we know we'll enter this rate cutting cycle and rate pivot dynamic, which the market's been pricing in already. The reality is we've not seen any movement on the rates just yet, but it is assuming that's going to be the case. Now, if that's not going to be the case, then there's probably very significant corrections in the pipeline. Let me go through the numbers because it'll be a bit easier to see in terms of what the sort of the binary decision is likely to be around that particular news event. Okay, so please see a risk warning currently up on screen. And in terms of just a very, very quick introduction. So the things that profitable traders need to sort of preoccupy themselves with is, you know, which market should we be trading? So do you have a method in which you can narrow down your focus? Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk and make sure that we don't lose large percentages of your capital unnecessarily? This is a challenging environment. We know that this is the case. The price action is telling us this is the case. Bond yields are telling us this is the case. And if you look at our most of our trade plans recently, you know, do reference that kind of mixed market dynamic, which just means we take a bit more of a conservative approach to literally the vast majority of our trades. Trade management and trade psychology are all very important features which can impact your bottom line. Now, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of remaining consistent. It is quite challenging. We are seeing a lot of sort of range-bound sideways moving price action. And if you switch your strategy to being able to benefit from sort of that erratic price action, it ultimately means you end up missing the bigger moves when they come. So, you know, remaining consistent in your approach, if it's worked for a long period of time, you know, continue to stick with it. Be accurate with the levels we use, discipline with our capital, and of course, we need to be patient as well. Right, so really challenging on that front, the patience front. So so let's start with, let's have a look at Forex Factory then. So let's take a little step back to Friday, because we have seen a bit of a market move since Friday. So let's just go back to Friday the 10th, wasn't it? So in fact, we could go back a little bit further. Bit of a quiet early start to the week, but we heard from the BOE, sorry, the RBA, the regarding the Aussie dollar, and they've kept rates at 4.35, so very much in line with expectations. The MPC and Bank of England, there was a bit of dissent towards cutting rates, but ultimately held rates at 5.25. So we're holding up at these elevated levels. Markets are moving and pricing in as if these numbers are coming down, as if there is it's because these central bankers are jawboning so much, they're actually sort of talking up markets aggressively with the expectation that inflation will actually fall into line. And we need to see whether that's going to follow through or not. 30-year bond auction, relatively successful. We're still up at these elevated levels, so it's costing the US government a lot of money to refinance its debt. And could that imbalance become a little bit unmanageable at some point? We're probably a little bit away from it yet, but very possible. A little bit of a bounce in GDP for the UK economy. So that's kind of a good news story for the pound. I suppose the fact that it was quite a dovish meeting was broadly negative. That didn't hang around very long because of unemployment claims. You know, we saw a 19,000 unit jump in the unemployment claims number. So, and that brings us to the one of the highest numbers in, if you have to go back to November, mid-November, and then previously last August. So so a bit of a loosening of this really strong hold on unemployment. You could add in the previous week's unemployment numbers, non-farm payroll numbers, and the unemployment rate coming in slightly higher, expected 3.8, we've got a 3.9. And this all feeds into this central bank narrative that the two reasons that we'll start cutting rates for the Fed would be either inflation comes back to 2%, and we'll find out over the next couple of months whether that is actually the case or not, and unemployment. So if that starts to rise, then we're more likely to see rates get cut. So what are the Treasury markets telling us? This is another sort of interesting aspect to these markets. We still have inverted yield curve. It looks like there's this sort of W formation. If I just zoom in, you know, it looks like we've rolled over to the downside. We've kind of bounced a little bit. We failed to make a new low. And now it's looking more constructive to the upside just as of recently. So you could go back to December. October and November of last year, where we're kind of up and down a little bit, but we're kind of towing that 4.6 level over the last 8 months. Now, our bias is still, for now, to the upside, but it is going to largely depend on potentially these numbers this week. So inflation expectations for it's quarter on quarter. Slightly lowering off the previous. So I mean, it still suggests, you know, 8-10% inflation over the year, so it's probably not coming down quickly enough. We've always had a little bit higher inflation for the New Zealand economy. So what is our focus of this week? Well, it's really around these inflation numbers. So on Tuesday, we've got core PPI. So these are your input costs. Are they going up or down? Because if the input costs to all the products that we consume, if the cost of that goes up, that generally gets passed down the line to the consumer anyway. So it's more likely to feed into the CPI numbers on Wednesday. So on a PPI input cost perspective, we're looking elevated. It's we're likely to experience on the headline PPI number a slight uptick. We'll be hearing from Jerome Powell on Tuesday as well, due to speak at the Netherlands Foreign Bankers Association in Amsterdam. So audience questions expected. That's the that's why this is a high impact news event. It will be important. The markets will be listening very carefully to what the Fed have to say. Wage potential expected slight uptick on the previous month for the Australian economy. See, this is what makes this market a very kind of challenging backdrop, because and it's further consolidated with the US CPI consumer price index numbers. So go straight to the headline year on year. We had the 3.5 figure. We're sitting around that 3.5 and we're expecting 3.4. So by no means, if this jumps to below 3%, then we could probably sit here and say, right, well, the Fed were correct in their analysis. What the figures are suggesting, the forecast of this news event is actually still really quite sticky. So the Fed can't cut rates if we stick around 3.4, 3.5. So where is this inflation reduction that we've been told? And Jerome Powell has emphasized his position now towards the end of last year. And we are now 7 months into that sort of process. This is the seventh month pretty much. And still no real clarity on this front. Core CPI. Previously 0.4, 0.3 is still, you know, we're still month on month, we're still seeing this core CPI number in positive territory. CPI coming in relatively elevated month on month. We're up at the kind of uncomfortable level if you consider what the Fed have been saying. And then that year on year number, it looks like we're looking pretty toppy. But you know, the more analysts you hear, they seem to be very comfortable that this inflation number's coming down. So we just need, because they keep talking about the deflationary forces, but we just need to see them. We've still got relatively low unemployment. We've still got relatively high wage. We need to see the moves. If inflation comes down comfortably, you'd probably see that yield curve start to normalize again, and the front end probably coming right down, lowering those risks. But that very well may not be the case. So I suppose the biggest problem we have with these markets is the phase that we're in is considerably disjointed. And some of the normal correlations you'd expect to see are, again, quite disjointed. And it's really quite difficult to get a strong handle on these markets, because markets are reacting in one way to, you know, things like corporate earnings and this AI rally narrative, been responding remarkably aggressively to that. And we're getting some jawboning for these central bankers, which are just kind of keeping everything propped up right now. But if they prove to be incorrect in their analysis, the wheels could come off very, very quickly. So that's on Wednesday. It's an important news event. So a bit of a quiet week to finish. Unemployment claims will be quite interesting to see if there's further upside, or was it just a bit of a blip? So really main focus this week, Tuesday and Wednesday, is very likely to be inflation. So where are we at? Let's bring up our pen just briefly. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us. Hope you're all keeping well. Right, so where was I? Here we go. So just a couple of sort of small observations, just looking at the price action over the last 5 or 6 days. In fact, that's probably not a great color, so let's just change that color. Right. So this is the price action, really. We've been looking at these, you know, major dollar pairs. Kind of wearing this little pattern as well for gold. We had a bit of a rally on Friday, kind of pulled back significantly, and now we're almost back into consolidation. And made some progress on Friday with crude oil. Further downside expected, but you can see the 2, 4, 6, 8 days. Now, we've got this very significant CPI number coming in tomorrow and Wednesday. So looking at this price action, again, we had this little sort of period of time where we were drifting sideways, and then we saw the breakout to the downside. Again, for the US indices, oops, sorry, let me just put these levels in instead. So we had the breakout to the downside. We then had the pullback, which is what you'd expect. We're expecting some continuation, but instead we saw this really quite strong rally to Friday's high. So this became a structural failure trade to the upside. Same analysis, strong breakout. We had the pullback, which is what we were very much kind of expecting. And then we failed to make new lows, and we've pretty much seen the rally to Friday's highs. So we have all-time highs up at these slightly higher levels, which is a bit of a problem. These are your all-time highs. Now, if inflation surprises to the downside, we'll probably be making new all-time highs. And if Jerome Powell, with his Q&A, still jawbones the success for in inflation numbers, then we'd probably see this rally. Plus, we have, I think, Nvidia is one of the last major corporate earnings, but I think we won't see that until 21st or 22nd, I think it is, of May. So we're still a week or so away from Nvidia. So short term upside until we get the CPI number, the PPI number tomorrow, and the CPI number on Wednesday. Elsewhere, we've got a little bit of a question mark about these prices. And but we can look for sort of buy trades on any of these. We could look for sell trades. But at the minute, we seem to be in this little sideways, little uncertain pattern, which is worth looking at. So that brings us to a conclusion. So our upside view is the S&P 500. The S&P, the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones. Really, we do have this space to sort of rally into. And again, we've had a very outsized move in the DAX, and the Nikkei is, and the yen as a whole is we still keep kind of grinding higher, but we're not making any significant progress. We've still got the potential for a BOJ intervention, which could see these markets, you know, make new lows. So we'll see whether it's probably more to do with dollar strength than it is to do with the yen. So we've got a bit of a decision to make across the dollar. It's not too clear for us. Dollar CAD, you can see the price action, sort of a distinct lack of clarity across the dollar. We could look at yen strength if these markets start to roll over to the downside. It's not obvious that they will do really right now. Crude oil, a bit of progress on Friday. We're down at these lower levels. Yeah, we're still in this little sideways pattern, so no real clarity just yet. So gold, structural failure trade to the upside. S&P. So our trade plan is, you know, it's not that clear, to be honest. Choppy mixed market conditions. It's quite flat as well. So you have this flat nature to these markets. Okay, so let's do something. So relatively flat mixed market conditions. That's probably kind of where we're at. Potential for further global indice strength and a gold. Yeah, we kind of broken above that level. We pulled back. Something that we've used a few times. Right, just broadly speaking, let's just try and keep all other options open, whether it's the dollar, whether it's crude oil, whether it's the yen. We just want to give ourselves maximum flexibility. And unfortunately, we have these market dynamics that just bring about this kind of response from us. So any trades we get into are very likely to be lower risk, unfortunately. But the catalyst for a change could be this week's inflation numbers. So we'll be watching those very carefully. All right, then, guys, on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. The narratives are a bit skewed at the minute, so not much point focusing too hard on them. We, like I said, most of these markets are kind of in some sort of consolidative phase, pretty quiet, and mixed dynamics, you know, behind them. So on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. Feel free to post any questions you like in the chat box. And thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. It just starts from $59 per calendar month. For more information, just go to thelivetrading.com and feel free to connect with us there through our signal service, our chat box on our website. Great stuff. On that note, listen, thanks for joining us as always. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.